Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, we're doing well. You watched the games over the weekend. You heard about the games. You studied up on the games, and you saw some incredible quarterback play, especially out of AFC guys. What do you think, and what's it mean for the Browns?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is, obviously, that they need better quarterback play at a more elite level to get to this point in the playoffs for the most part. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have an elite game. He only completed 11 passes to get to this point. But for the most part, the path to this point in the playoffs or to the Super Bowl is really, really good quarterback play. Six of the eight quarterbacks who made it to the divisional round were in top 10 in passer rating. Six of the eight quarterbacks also had 34 touchdown passes or more before they got, during the regular season. So that is imperative for this coming year. Whether that excellent elite quarterback play is going to come from Baker Mayfield or someone else, they need to get it. That's job number one.
I got to think the Browns are watching this playoffs in the front office and saying, you know what? Beyond the quarterback, we need a wide receiver because every one of these teams has one, if not two, top-notch wide receivers. I wonder how they're viewing that in Berea saying, hey, maybe we need to step up our game with a wide receiver.
Well, I don't think they needed to watch these games to realize that they need one or two really, really good receivers going into next year. And I think that will be a very high priority, whether through free agency, the draft, or a trade. But you're so right about the fact that, the Cooper Cups and the Jamar Chases and the Stephon Diggs and the Tyreek Hills. I mean, just game after game after game, you saw excellent, excellent receiver play and touchdown passes between a really good quarterback and a receiver, and it's one sure way to win some football games.
Mary Kay, as the Browns look at things, and Andy and I were talking about this very early on in the show, they've got to think things went south after the win over the Bengals. And the rest of the way, they were 3-5, and their offense was really unproductive, 15.6 points a game they averaged. And the things that we have kind of pointed to, you lost two really key guys, Jack Conklin and Odell Beckham, for different reasons. Is that it? Baker was hurt as well, but were Conklin and Odell being gone bigger factors than maybe we all thought that they might be, even though they're two, terrific National Football League players? Did we not expect them to have that big of an impact and the other guys to carry it, or what might it have been over those last eight games?
Well, it was a combination of a lot of things, and certainly those were two huge factors. But there was plenty more than that. Kareem Hunt missed most of this season. I mean, he is a weapon in the running game and the passing game. He was not there. As you mentioned, Odell Beckham Jr., you take him out of the lineup, and you don't have the deep threat. You can't stretch the defense. You might have been able to a little bit with Anthony Schwartz, but he goes out for three games with a concussion. Then there was COVID. That really hurt them for at least a couple of games. They were without many, many of their top players for several games because they got really, really hit with COVID, more so than most teams did. So that was an enormous factor. And then their left tackle, too, we've talked about it many times. He did not have a very good season. So I think it was a combination of all of those things and then factor in a little bit of, we've talked about many times, some play calling issues, which I still think that Kevin's hands were a bit tied by what he had to work with this season. But you put it all into the hopper, and it came out with 17 points or fewer per game in 10 of their last 14 outings.
We were, you know, touching a little bit more. What are your thoughts on Jack Coughlin? I mean, how are they playing this in the front office? Like, they hope he's going to be back, or they're, you know, what do you think?
Well, I'm sure they're cautiously optimistic that he'll be back sooner than later, but it can take up to a year to recover from this type of surgery. It can be 6 months, it can be a year, and they probably just don't really know exactly yet how that's going to go. Even when you start practicing again, that's when you get a better idea of how that player is doing or coming along. So that's a big unknown, and they have to plan for it. They have to have a really good plan B at right tackle, and maybe even left tackle if they move Jed over to right tackle or whatever they're going to do. They have to have some good depth and maybe even a new starter at right tackle to help replace Jack Conley. That's a big emphasis.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you think of Joel at the end of the season playing left tackle? I mean, I would think that he would deserve more money if they wanted to move him over there, but he was so good, and you look at the Pro Football Focus numbers on that. Do you think they would consider that? Do you think Joel would consider that if they – I mean, I'm sure if they asked him to do it, but I'm just curious, would you move Bentonio?
Well, if he's your best option at left tackle, absolutely 100%, it would be something you would seriously think about doing. Now, Joel in the past has not wanted to play left tackle, but Joel's a team player. He'll do whatever it takes to help the team. So if he's what they need over there, then he would do it, just like he did it this season. And, of course, he's so athletic and so good at his job that he excelled at it. So it's definitely something to keep in their back pocket. I don't think that anybody wants that in a perfect world. What they want is for Jed Wills to come back and have a really, really good season and rebound from this year. And they want Jack Conklin back healthy. But if they can't get it, they have to look at other opportunities. And I think that, the tackles were one huge issue this year.
Yeah, they were.
Mary Kay, what about other spots on the line? Let's say Joel stays at guard. He's signed long-term. Wyatt Teller signed long-term. Is J.C. Tretter a long-term thing here? And by long-term, I even mean just next year and maybe the year beyond. Or do you think it might be Nick Harris time in the middle of that line?
Well, I mean, at some point, in the probably not too distant future, it will be time to think about replacing J.C. But I still think he's playing at a very high level. He's one of those iron men up on the line, and I don't think that now would necessarily be the time that you have to do something about that. So if they think they can get another year or two out of him, it's so important to have a really good center. And those guys also have good chemistry with each other on the line. And so I would think that if they could, they should try to squeeze another couple of years out of him.
All right, let's go big picture NFL stuff. Would you change the overtime format, Mary Kay Cabot? Yes or no?
Yes, I would. I really would. What a game that was, and what a missed opportunity to see what could have happened if Josh Allen had gotten that ball one more time. I definitely think that they should change it, and they shouldn't even spend too much time talking about it or thinking about it. It's really obvious that it needs to be fixed. Each team should have an opportunity to handle the ball and score in overtime, and I would change it this afternoon by 3 o'clock.
Gosh, there's an interesting thought for you.
So just the one tweak, right? So you apply the touchdown rule to the rule you have with field goals. And then if everyone's had the ball and say if both teams score twice, then you go back to sudden death? Next team scores wins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of playing a full quarter, even if it's a 10-minute quarter. And I would think the owners would want to do it too because they could make more money. Straight greed. Straight greed. They could add another 2-minute warning, put another commercial break in there, and make millions. Especially when you've got 42 million people watching like you did on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that either. I would hear arguments for and against those kinds of things, but I hate the way that it is now. That game should not have ended like that. It should not come down to the luck of a coin flip. And I would definitely change it.
Yeah, Mary Kay, I'm with you. Team scores a touchdown, other team gets the ball. You get one shot. You don't score a touchdown, game over. I'm fine with that. I like it a lot. Hey, I want your thoughts on something we're going to talk about next. And I was listening something on the NFL radio the other day, and they said, if you're Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, why in the world would you want to go to the AFC with all of the great young quarterbacks there? And I thought, okay, that makes perfect sense. And it also makes sense as to why, and again, this is big picture stuff, but why the Browns should continue to be really open-minded about their quarterback spot. And I, to the point where, let's just say they're sitting there in the first round of the draft, and the guy that they think is the best quarterback for their estimation is sitting there. Or you get a guy in free agency that wants to come here or whatever and compete for a job. With guys like Burrow and Justin Herbert and Lamar Jackson and just some really good young talent in the AFC, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. Man, you better have a really good quarterback or you're not you're a little behind. Do you think that will inspire them to really look at this maybe more critically and make a bigger decision than we think might even be on the table right now?
Yeah, I think so. I've been saying this all along. I mean, ever since Andrew Berry had his press conference and said that he fully expects Baker Mayfield to be the starter in 2022, I've been saying that he would be remiss. He would be doing himself a disservice, the team, the city, everyone, the defense, if he did not try to look around and make sure that they have the absolute best quarterback they can have for 2022 and beyond. So he has to do that. I mean, that is the job that he is tasked with, is to find the best that they can get. And if they have it right there already under contract in the building, then so be it. But if you have a chance to at least try to acquire an Aaron Rodgers or someone like that, then they owe it to themselves to try to do it. And why do I think that it's not as far-fetched that Aaron Rodgers would at least consider coming to Cleveland,
yeah,
as some people might think? Because he's really close with Alex Van Pelt. I mean, Alex Van Pelt and Aaron Rodgers worked together in Green Bay for 7 years. The last four of those years, Alex Van Pelt was his quarterback's coach. And in 2014, his first year as Aaron Rodgers' QB coach, Aaron Rodgers earned the second of his three NFL MVPs, probably about to be four. But so they're very close. So that's one thing. But quarterbacks, once you get to that point in your career, you want to win a Super Bowl. And the Browns are kind of plug and play. They need good quarterback play and two or three really good weapons on offense, and they're ready to roll. They already have the running game. They have a defense that I think is ready to take it to that next level and could help get a team into a Super Bowl. But they need the quarterback play, and they need at least two really good weapons on offense, and they're ready to roll.
Oh, my God, Mary-Kate, oh my God. Please do not stop talking. I want to hear more about Aaron Rodgers playing for the Browns the way you're telling this to me. I love it. You sold me. Keep going. Keep going. Do not stop talking. Tell me that there you see
Mary-Kate,
path.
You've got to stop talking because we're up against the break.
Oh, no.
We want to get reamed out by the boss. Thanks, Mary-Kate.
We'll talk about it next time. All right, take care.
All right,
can't wait. Mary-Kate Cabot, PlainDealerCleveland.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.